Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Just say one.
God, praise God, praise God. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you. In Jesus' name, to continue bringing forth the word of God out of the King James Version, praise God, of God's holy word. I'm truly blessed on today. Hallelujah. I'm truly blessed. When I look back and look at where I've come from and what all of I've been through, I just really feel thankful and blessed on today that God is real and still in my life, and that we have a responsibility to continue to be as one to the Lord God, our Savior, to be as one to Lord God, our healer, to be as one to Lord God, our deliverer. God is an awesome God. He still sits on the throne, sitting high, looking low, in complete control of all things. I trust God in my life. He's brought back my relationship and my joy and my love and my marriage. He's brought the love and the joy in my life, my family, my son. I mean, just so many things are happening in a positive way that I would be letting down God if I didn't acknowledge him. Amen. I thank God for today. I share the testimonies of what God brought me through in the name of Jesus to be able to allow me, praise God, to do what it is that I'm doing. Praise God, and just continue to bring God's word. Amen. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will return with the word of God.
I wish I had the time to tell you a story about a man called Shelly John. But I don't have that time tonight. But you gotta realize, if old John was here, after going through, he'd look back at that old mule and say, since I can't shout in your church, since I can't dance in your church, hold my mule. I feel like shouting right now. I come to tell somebody I feel like I'm praising, praising him. Well, well, help me out, y'all. Oh,
praising him on today, praise God. And as we continue to move forward reading the word of God, we want to once again thank you for joining us on today. We had to take a slight break real quick and detour on our reading just for a moment, but we're back. For those that were listening, if they can just continue to call in and tune in, we appreciate it. God bless you. But we had to tune out for a moment to correct some issues with our radio station. Well, thank you once again for joining us on today. We continue forth reading out the awesome Word of God. Amen. We're coming out of the King James Version, out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 64. Amen. We want to thank you for all joining in on today. God bless each and every one of you listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter. However you come by way in hearing the word of God on today, we got bless you, even if you're into our archives, God bless you as well. Amen. Once again, let us stop and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on today, once again, Lord God, we say thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, blessing us with the opportunity to see that of another day. And then help us, Father God, to continue to press on and move forward to be all and do all of what you would have us to do and be. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to continue to be obedient in the name of Jesus to what you have for us to do. Once again, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. When we come forth in the name of Jesus to give the word of God, read it out of the King James Version. Amen. And as right now, we are in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, in the name of Jesus. And with that, we're going to continue to read. Let us read. Isaiah, chapter 64. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. As when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the water to boil, to make thy name known to thine adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst trouble things which we look for not, thou kennest down, the mountain floweth down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men had not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, besides thee. He has prepared for him that waiteth for him. Thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, and those is continued, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art a potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee, we all are thy people. Thy holy cities are the wilderness. Zion is the wilderness. Jerusalem is the desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself from these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore? Isaiah chapter 65. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I have spread out my hands all the day up to the rebellious people, which walketh in the way that was not good after their own thoughts. A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrifice in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the mountains, moments, monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things is in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are the smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I remeasure former work into the bosom. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cupster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains. And my elected shall inherit it, and my servant shall dwell there. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in. For my people that have sought me, but ye are they that forsake the law, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for the truth, and that furnish the drink offering unto the number. Before, therefore will I remember you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down at the slaughter. Because when I called, ye did not answer. When I speak, ye did not hear. But did evil before my eyes, and did choose to wherein I delighted not. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall bow for fixation of spirit, and ye shall have your name for the curse unto my choosing. For the Lord God shall slay thee and call his servants by another name, that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the God of truth, and he that sweareth in the earth shall swear by the God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in the which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and our people a joy. and I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more tent, an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not sealed his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed, and they shall build houses and inherit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inherit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days are of the tree are the days of my people, and my elected shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Chapter 66. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all of those things have my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of the contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb as if he cut off the dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abomination. I also will choose their delusion, and will bring their fears upon them. Because we, when I called, none did answer. When I spat, they did not hear. But they did evil before my eyes, and chose that I, that in which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that trembled at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out from your name's sake, say, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy. And they shall be ashamed. O voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that redeemeth, rendereth recompense of his enemies. Before she traveled, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall the nation be born at once? For as soon as the Zion travailed, shall brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the earth to the birth? And not cause to bring forth? Saith the Lord. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Saith the Lord. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her all ye to love her. Rejoice ye for joy with heart. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolation. And ye may milk out, be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus saith the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck. Ye shall be born upon her sides and be standing upon her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. And when ye see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of the Lord shall be known toward his servants, and his indignation toward his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariot like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and his rebuke with flames of fire. And by the fire and by the sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves, that purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. And I will set a sign amongst them, and I will send those that escape of them into the nations, to Tarshish, Pool, and Lud, and draw the bow to Tubal and Javad, to the isle of Arom, that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all my brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of the nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, and may holy out in Jerusalem, saith the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. And I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your remain before me. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an adoring unto all flesh. Amen. We're starting chapter 1 of the book of Jeremiah. Amen. Chapter 1, the book of Jeremiah. Amen. Let us read. The words of Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Enata, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the valley of, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, our Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whenever soever I command thee, thou shalt speak. But be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched me his mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I have hastened my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me a second time, saying, what seest thou? And I said, I see a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the earth. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth unto all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdoms of the north, saith the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities of Judah. For I will utter my judgments against them, touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Now therefore gird up thy loins, and arise, and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city, and an iron pillar, and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Chapter 2. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and love of thy epistles. When thou wentest young after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of the increase. All that devour him shall offend evil, shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Here, come ye in the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord. What iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me? I have walked up the vanity, and I become vain. Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, and led us through the wilderness to the land of desert and of pit, to the land of drought and of the shadow of the death, through the land that no man passed through and where no man dwelt. And I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isle of the Tim and see and send unto Kedar and consider diligently and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which doth not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hung them out, cisterns and that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his hand waste. His cities are burned without inhabitants. Also the children of North and Tahapins have broken the crown of their head. Haste, hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, when he led thee by the way? And now, What hast thou to do in the way of Egypt to drink the water to Shehar? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall improve thee. Now, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing that and bitter, that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. For a long time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy hands, and thou say, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing a harlot. Yet I have planted tree, a noble vine, holy a ripe seed. Now then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of the strong vine unto me. For thou wash thee with nitre, and take thee much soap. Yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord God. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary, traversing her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuff up the wind at her pleasure and her occasion. Who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary them. Her away. All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In their mouth they shall find her. Withhold thy feet from being unshod, and they thy throat from thirst. But thou sayest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, they are my father, and to a stone that has brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not turn faint. In the time of the trouble, they will say, arise and save us. For where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise. If they can save thee in the time of thy trouble, for according to the number of thy cities are they gods, O Judah. Wherefore will ye plead with me? Ye all have transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. For your own sword hath devoured your prophets like the destroying lion. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord? Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of the darkness? Wherefore, say my people, we are lost, and we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments poor bride hard attire. Yet my people have forgotten my days without number. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love? Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of thy souls of the poor innocent. I have not found it by secret sources, but upon all this thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely this anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Why gettest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Amen. Chapter 3. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with it. In the ways hast thou set for thee as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there hath been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art thy guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldst. The Lord said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel hath done? She is gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there hath played the harlot. And I said unto her, she had done all these things, turn thou to me. But she returned not. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw. Wherefore all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I have put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the likeness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah had not turned unto me with her whole heart, but thwartedly, saith the Lord. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel hath justified itself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God and hast scattered ye not. Obey my voice, saith the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when ye be multiplied and increased in the land, and those days, saith the Lord, they shall no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall they be done anymore. At that time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of God, the throne of God. And all the nations shall be gathered unto it. It to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk anymore after the nation of evil hearts. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. And they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that hath given from an inheritance unto their fathers. But I said, how shall I put thee among the children and give thee the pleasant land, a godly heritage of the host of nations? And I said, thou shalt call me my father, and shall not turn away from me. Surely a wife treacherously departed from her husband. She, have ye dealt treacherously with him, O house of Israel, saith the Lord? A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their ways, and they have forgotten the children their God. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. For shame has devoured the labor of our fathers. From our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters, we lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, and we and our fathers from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. Chapter 4. If thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me. And if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou be removed. And thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. And the nation shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. But thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskin of your hearts. Ye men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. Declare ye in Judah and publish in Jerusalem and say, blow ye the trumpet in the land, cry, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the defense city. Set up the standard towards Zion. Retire, say not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion has come up from the thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy city shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. It shall come to pass at that time, says the Lord. The heart of the king shall perish, and the heart of the princes and the priests shall be established, and the prophets shall wonder. Then said I, Lord God, surely thou hast greatly deceived the people of Jerusalem, saying, ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reaches unto the soul. At the time shall it be, saith to the people, I am Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fang, nor to cleanse, even a full wind from tent places. Those places shall come unto me. Now also will I give sentence against them. Behold, he shall come up as clouds, and his chariot shall be as the whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe unto us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? For a voice declared from Dan, and published affliction from Mount Ephraim, make ye mention to this nation, behold, publish against Jerusalem, that watchers come from the far country, and give out their voices against the city of Judah as keepers of the people. Now they against her round about, because she hath been rebellious against me, saith the Lord. Thy way and thy doings have procured things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is better, because it reaches unto thy heart. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me, and I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of thy trumpet. the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled and my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are scattered children, and they have known understanding, non-understanding. They are wise to do evil, and to do good they have no knowledge. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void in the heavens, and they had no light. I behold the mountains, and I lo, the trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man, and all the birds of the heavens were fled. I beheld all, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by the fierce anger. But thus hath the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a cool end. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not repeat, neither will I turn back from it. The whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen and the bowmen. They shall go into thickets and climb onto the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Thou clothest thyself with crimson. Thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold. Rentest thy face with painting. In vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will speak thy life. Seek thy life. For I have heard a voice as a woman in travail, and the anguish of her thought bringeth forth her first child. The voice of the daughter of Zion that bewaileth herself and spreadeth her hands, saying, woe is me now, for my soul is weary because of murders. Amen. That's going to conclude Jeremiah chapter 4. Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today. Amen. This is Monday. Amen. The 20th of September. Praise God. And once again, we're going to be back on the radio on tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we continue to read the unadulterated, uncompromising, awesome, powerful, delivering word of God. God bless you.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all God's children to stand.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh,
stand. decided to take a stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Burn in hell, lift up my eyes.